Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
MasterChef last night, bit of a tricky one, having to taste the dish, but not being able to see it and then recreate it perfectly.
Stuff of nightmares, if you ask me.
Yeah. It was unfortunately bad news for Eric, who got knocked out of the competition, but we have him on the line right now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. And look, the pressure test is notoriously one of the most difficult, but having the skill to taste something blindly and try to replicate it must be nearly impossible. How do you prep for something like that?
No, I mean, it was impossible to prep for. It was so hard. I mean, I was really thrown by it from the beginning. Like, it's hard to tell how well something cooked, what the color of that lamb should have been, what, you know, everything should have looked like from, you know, if you're not able to see it. So, yeah, it was really hard.
Yeah, I imagine.
I suppose this was probably a pretty obvious lesson, but I guess it pays to have a look at what you're cooking, what you're eating. Has there been any just reflection on just how valuable sight is in our appreciation and our understanding of something as essential as food?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, I know everyone thinks of taste and smell when it comes to food, but sight is so important. Being able to, like, look at the color of things, how caramelized that piece of lamb is, deepness of that sauce, the deep brown, like all of that is so important in informing us how something is going to taste.
And it was one of Clinton's prized dishes that had been on his menu for quite some time. When he knows that everyone is having to cook this without that full understanding of what it is they're meant to be making, does he cut you a bit of slack there, at least on a personal level, if not in the actual competition?
I don't know, Clinton was a tough one that day. He was, I was trying hard to impress him, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, look, what's next for you then, Eric? Are we back to medicine or are you going to go master some butchery?
So I'm going to finish the clinical exam that I missed last year because of MasterChef, but I'm definitely going to be making a lot of content on my social media about my love for original Chinese cuisine, so follow me on Instagram at @e_mao_.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll all be watching out for you, Eric. You did so well to get so far, and honestly, I don't know if I could have lasted through that pressure test. It stressed me out just to watch.
Yeah, it was stressful.
Riverland, you can catch MasterChef tonight on Channel 10 at 7:30. Eric, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.